Good evening.
Good evening.
Now you're awake. Well, wonderful to see all of you this evening. We have a great time celebrating the new year together, and it's wonderful to bring in the new year staying awake in Christ. So as the new year approaches and as you look forward to this new year, you can look at all of our Bible studies. We'll have plenty of them available, and they're usually in your bulletin. So if you've been sort of thinking through new year resolutions, maybe a Bible study is for you. Also, this weekend, we're going to have the taking down of the greens. So feel free to come and help. That's after the 10:30 service. With that, we will rise for our first hymn. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. The marking of time reaches another milestone. The old year draws to a close. The new year is close at hand. Lord, you have been our dwelling place throughout all generations. There is a time for everything, and a season for every activity under heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to uproot. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to tear down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to scatter stones and a time to gather them. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to search and a time to give up. A time to keep and a time to throw away. A time to tear and a time to mend. A time to be silent and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time for war and a time for peace. There is a time for everything and a season for every activity under heaven. Beloved in Christ, we follow Jesus, whose name means Savior. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. His forgiveness has been with us in the past and will surely accompany us in the future. Let us therefore confess our sins, believing in his steadfast love and blood-bought forgiveness of our sins. O God, our help in ages past and our hope for years to come, we bless you for your faithfulness, of which there is no end. We praise you for sending Christ Jesus, our Savior, who has won for us forgiveness, life, and salvation. Here in the quiet of this sacred hour, hallowed by memories of your grace, we once again seek your pardon. Forgive us the sins of all our yesterdays, that we may live as your people, freed from guilt and every burden that weighs us down. In his only begotten Son, God has freed us from guilt and every burden that weighs us down. By virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the word, and in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. As one year gives way to another, we begin anew, fresh from repentance and forgiveness. Let us live in the coming of the glory of God, and in the power of Jesus' name. Our epistle reading is from Romans chapter 8. What then shall we say in response to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all. How will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? It is God who justifies. Who then is the one who condemns? No one. Christ Jesus, who died, more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble, or hardship, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword? As it is written, for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Here ends the epistle reading.
Last night I lay a-sleeping, there came a dream so fair. I stood in old Jerusalem beside the temple there. I heard the children singing, and ever as they sang, me thought the voice of angels from heaven an answer rang. Methought the voice of angels from heaven an answer rang. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, lift up your gates and sing. Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna to your King. And then methought my dream was changed, that streets no longer rang. Hushed were the glad hosannas, the little children sang. The sun grew dark with mystery, the morn was cold and chill. As a shadow of a cross arose upon a lonely hill, as the Son of the Cross arose upon a lonely hill. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, hark how the angels sing. Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna to your King. And once again the scene was changed, new earth it seemed to be. I saw the holy city beside the tideless sea. The light of God was on its streets, the gates were open wide, and oh, would a might enter, and no one was denied. No need for moon or stars by night, or sun to shine by day. It was the new Jerusalem that would not pass away. It was a new Jerusalem that would not pass away. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, sing, for the night is o'er. Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna forevermore. Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna
forevermore. Please rise for the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 12th chapter. Be dressed, ready for service, and keep your lamps burning. Like servants waiting for their master to return from a wedding banquet, so that when he comes and knocks, they can immediately open the door for him. It will be good for those servants whose master finds them watching when he comes. Truly, I tell you, he will dress himself to serve, will have them reclined at the table, and will come and wait on them. It will be good for those servants whose master finds them ready, even if he comes in the middle of the night or toward daybreak. But understand this, if the owner of the house had known at what hour the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. You also must be ready, because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you do not expect him. Here ends the Holy Gospel. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified and dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ guard your hearts and minds in this new year. Amen. Stay dressed. Well, that's good. You're all doing well. Stay dressed. Stay awake.